From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the death toll from double blast in the central Syrian town of Homs has risen to 46, with dozens more wounded. Homs has been the target of multiple attacks in recent months, killing and wounding scores of people. Observatory says the blasts Sunday were among the largest to hit the neighborhood in 5 years of civil war. There's been no claim of responsibility. In U.S. presidential politics, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has won the Nevada Democratic caucus, defeating Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a margin of 52-48%. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Hillary Clinton had an important win in Nevada. Bernie Sanders was closing the gap in recent days. Bernie Sanders did demonstrate some ability to appeal to Hispanic voters. That's important moving forward. But Clinton was able to hold the line. That could be very important because now she is positioned to do well in the upcoming Democratic primary in South Carolina in a week's time, and also in several of the southern states coming up in Super Tuesday contests where African-American voters will play a very important role.
For the Republicans, Donald Trump won the South Carolina primary, followed by Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, in a virtual tie for second place. Republican Jeb Bush suspended his campaign on Saturday night. Voters in Niger are going to the polls today to elect a new parliament and to decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Mahamadou Issoufou is running against 14 candidates. He's promising to crush the Islamic militants. This is VOA News. At least five people have been killed in a powerful cyclone that struck Fiji on Saturday. Authorities have begun deploying storm teams and cleanup crews throughout the island chain to assess the damage from Cyclone Winston, a Category 5, strongest tropical cyclone to ever make landfall in Fiji. Among those offering help is Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop.
I have been in touch with my counterpart, Foreign Minister Inoki Kubibola, and I have offered Australia's support, and we have in place pre-positioned supplies in Suva that are available.
Scores of residents have sought shelter in evacuation centres set up across Fiji. A handful of rebels holed up in a building in the Indian portion of Kashmir exchanged fire with government forces for a second straight day today, raising the number of dead to three soldiers and one civilian. Another 13 paramilitary troops have been wounded. British Prime Minister David Cameron has launched a four-month campaign to convince voters to continue Britain's membership in the European Union. On Saturday, he announced voters can decide in a referendum on June the 23rd whether Britain stays in the EU. Cameron's push to remain in the 28-member bloc comes after EU members agreed on a package of concessions to Britain, which Cameron called special status.
But our special status also means we're out of those parts of Europe that do not work for us. So we will never join the euro, we will never be part of eurozone bailouts, never be part of the passport-free, no-borders area, or a European army, or an EU superstate.
Britain also has guarantees that it will not be penalized for continuing to use the pound sterling as its currency instead of switching to the euro. President Obama is going to Cuba next month, becoming the first sitting American president to visit Havana in nearly 90 years. Mr. Obama said he will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro to discuss how they can continue normalizing relations, including a discussion of some tough issues.
As I did when I met President Castro last year, I'll speak candidly about our serious differences with the Cuban government, including on democracy and human rights. I'll reaffirm that the United States will continue to stand up for universal values like freedom of speech and assembly and religion.
President Obama and his wife traveling to Cuba on March the 21st. And Bolivia holding a referendum today to decide whether to amend the Constitution to allow President Evo Morales to run for a fourth consecutive term in 2019. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.